This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Dean is away, but Poppy is joining me. It's yes. Poppy and Robbie. Driving you home, helping you handle your hump day in style. Now, we're very excited. We're joined by our first guest this evening. Firstly, I must make an apology because I've been calling them Triangle all afternoon. It's Triangel, Poppy. Why didn't you tell me?
Because you've got the piece of paper in front of you.
It's an easy mistake.
I'm very sorry today. We're joined by Candice and Amanda from Triangel. How are you, ladies?
We are good. Very well.
Very exciting stuff. Fringe Festival is coming up. We've been talking a lot about it on the show. We've been getting some really fantastic acts in. Yours is one of them for sure. I love the blurb of your show. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing for Fringe this year.
Candice, take it away.
We were so inspired by the return of the Spice Girls. I mean, who wasn't? Let's be honest. That we decided to stage our own return. So we're going to be a made-up pop trio. We're in our early 40s and we are going to tell the story of their rise to fame, their split and their reunion, and we're going to be making up all of their big pop hits as well.
Oh, I love this.
I love it so much. And it's all improv.
Yeah, 100%.
And I was asking you before, are you ready? Are you prepared? And you said it's improv. We're as prepared as we can possibly be.
That's right, which means we're 100% committed to the show, regardless of any whoever knows what the audience is going to throw at us. We're ready for it. We just can't wait. It's the great thing about improv because you just don't know what's going to happen. So we're as excited as the audience, you know.
And that's it. And the best thing about improv as well is the relationship that you girls have got already to be able to trust each other to do improv.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Like, I know how bad it is when we're on air together. I'm trying to get a word in edgeways. Like, I'd hate to do it on stage with two other people. I'd be like, no, I'm speaking.
I can see the trust between you. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
And there may be those moments where you push the other two aside.
Deeper moments.
You never know.
But in all contexts, it's a diva moment. It's fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's the wonderful thing. We get to we're in many troops. I think between us, we're in all the troops across Melbourne, yes. All the improv troops across Melbourne. But we got to choose each other to work with for this. So yes. It was a case of handpicking our favourite girls for, you know, that's why it's Triangel. It is a triangle. It's the strongest shape, apparently. and there's three of us somewhere. We hope to be angelic on stage.
Yes.
So how much do you go in sort of knowing? Have you sort of realised some characters? Have you got a Michelle of the group realised yet?
All we do know is that in this one, we know that we were a massive hit in the 90s. We broke up at the height of our fame or just after the height of our fame, and that we're coming back together. So we know that much. We have decided on some character names,
yes.
But we're going to get a lot of stuff from the audience up front that will frame what kind of personalities there are.
Oh, so great. Yeah, so they even get to do that part of it.
Yeah.
They get to decide
the names
what kind of...
literally just so that we don't forget each other's names on stage.
Yeah.
So they're always going to be the same, but the characters are going to be completely different every day. So
now you're in safe hands, aren't you? Because both of you have a great, a really good, rich history and experience with improv.
Yes. you look like you don't believe me.
No,
it's a very rich history of improv. You know,
it's 12 days.
Yeah,
Candice,
that's all it takes.
Online course.
You were you did improv in South Africa.
Yeah.
Is that much different to here?
Well, we mainly did theatre sports games, which are the short form, so I hadn't really delved into the long form stuff, which basically Triangel is a long form impro piece, until I came over in 2012 for an impro convention and met the love of my life and married him and moved over.
Oh, so. What a beautiful story.
Isn't it just?
Improv, bringing people together.
It's how I met my partner as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just got knocked up and had to move, but that is how it happened.
Slightly less romantic, but just as beautiful.
Romance.
I love you, Liam, if you're out there.
What's it like having that relationship with the audience and relying on the audience so much to contribute to the show?
For me, it's the best part because they're getting I mean, if it's terrible, it's their fault. No, joking. That's a joke. It's never their fault.
It's not a joke, really.
You've been warned.
It's just that little thing that we get to experience it together. So whatever they experience, whatever they witness, no one else will. So whatever happens in that room, they all get to walk out together with us and go, that happened. We were all there. And if they try explaining to other people, they'll just have to say, come and see it, because there's no point explaining improv. Like, you can explain improv, but there's no point explaining the show you saw, because it will never make sense to someone who wasn't there. That's my favourite part about it, is it lives and breathes in the moment, both for the performers and the audience. So I feel like every night I make, you know, upward of 8 best friends every night.
We're all joining each other on Facebook afterwards.
So I'm really curious as to how you then structure this and how you prepare for a show like this. Like, it's obviously a lot of it, it's not scripted. So it's like you've got no rehearsal space to sort of run through a script. So what do you do?
The main thing that we've done is focus on the music, because we want people to think, oh my God, that could actually be a pop song from the 90s.
Yeah.
That, like, it sounds like Atomic Kitten crossed with Spice Girls. So we've been working really hard with Jamie, our musical director and a muso extraordinaire, to just create those kinds of style of songs, you know, like the Baby Don't Walk Away, etc.
And Red.
Yeah, exactly.
Pop it in my mailbox.
Yes. That famous song, Pop It In My Mailbox. Pop it in my,
but it could have been. That's what's great about the 90s. Yeah, that just could have been, couldn't it?
Yeah, so he's created, he's so good. He is so good, and he supports us so well in our musical impro, but we've really just been practicing getting that sound right and those kind of really cheesy lyrics that might not mean anything.
Yeah.
Which is hard, because usually when you're doing impro singing on stage, you're actually telling a story. So it's been a bit about reprogramming our brains to be like, you're not telling a story, you're just singing about popping it in a mailbox. That's all you're singing about. So
100% euphemisms are plenty in this show, hopefully.
I love them.
Now you're at Trades Halls, which is known as the festival hub this year, which is really, really exciting. The fringe hub. How are you looking forward to that? There's something like 180 shows or something going on in there.
It's great. And I think shout out to Candice's husband Mark for taking an amazing photo of us and my partner for doing the poster. I think it's just such a great way to get right into the heart of the community that's going to be there at Fringe, as being in that hub. We're so excited.
And we're really lucky as well, because I think in the past Fringe hasn't necessarily loved impro as a fringe format. And I think that the current programmers are really generous around impro. And when I called and told Danny about our idea, he was just like, oh my God, I love it. And so we're so excited to be in the Fringe Hub, because it's the first time that I've been in the Hub before. So
That's what Fringe should be, isn't it? Fringe is anything. Like, exactly. It's everything and anything. Yeah.
That's what Fringe is for.
Well, I can see where you got your ideas from. It all makes sense now. The show is coming up from the 12th to the 20th of September, Tuesday to Saturday at 8:45, and a Sunday show a little bit earlier at 7:45 if you like to get in bed on time. But if you're going to be there at the Hub, you can just go and see something else.
Oh,
after.
There's so much on.
And there's
great.
The club, which is just going to be going crazy.
Which will be great.
Yeah.
So tickets are available at melbournefringe.com.au.
Yes.
But you had a special offer for Joy listeners, I believe.
Yes, so Friday the 13th is our... Ooh. I know, right?
I'm so glad you did that.
Friday the 13th is a show we're really wanting to sort of be our big launch night. And so we've got a discount code. It's Freaky Friday. So if you put Freaky Friday in... and check out, you'll get a nice little discount.
Excellent. And all of those details are up on the Mad Wednesday social media page as well, if you forget. But otherwise, head to melbournefringe.com.au, look up the Tri-Angel Girls. It's going to be a great show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so wings. Much for
having us. Oh, I love it.
Stay with
us. I need those for my performance next time. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Poppy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.